In this bulletin, continuing pressure for the government to allow citizens to return from India. Ministers from the G7 countries meet in person for the first time in 2 years. And in sport, Australian cricketer Patrick Cummins part of a coronavirus scare. For the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Australia's Indian community is continuing to call for the government to allow citizens to return home from India. People who travel to Australia in violation of temporary biosecurity laws could be sentenced to 5 years jail or receive fines of $66,000. India's recorded over 360,000 new coronavirus cases in one day. The president of the Federation of Indian Associations of New South Wales, Dr. Yaru Singh, says the government has a moral obligation to help Australians in the embattled country.
People of a particular type of Australian citizens are being targeted. If anything, moral obligation of Australia means that they should be brought here as soon as possible. And if they can't bring all 8,000 of them, at least think about bringing 690 people who are classified as vulnerable people in India.
The travel ban is in place until May 15, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government won't wait until then to review it. He says health and travel advice is being continually received and assessed. Top scientists at the World Health Organization say several countries that have vaccinated about 50% of their populations are seeing significant reductions in coronavirus cases. The WHO says there are also hopeful signs that vaccination is reducing transmission, though studies are not yet complete on this. The organization's chief medical officer, Dr. Soumir Swaminathan, says it will take time for hard-hit India to immunize half its people.
A country like India has about 1 billion people to vaccinate, so this is not going to happen overnight. And I think India has done well in terms of rolling out the vaccination program, in using the private sector and the public sector to do that. The limitation, of course, right now is the supply.
Ministers from the G7 countries have met in person for the first time in 2 years in London. They discussed the withdrawal of foreign troops from Afghanistan, a post-Brexit trade deal, Iran's nuclear program, and China. Speaking afterwards, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken said his country continued to support the Good Friday Agreement, which formalized power-sharing arrangements between unionists and nationalists in Northern Ireland.
The United States remains a steadfast supporter of a secure and prosperous Northern Ireland in which all communities have a voice and can enjoy the gains of the hard-won peace. Like several U.S. presidents before him, President Biden has been unequivocal in his support for the Good Friday Agreement, which was a historic achievement and one that we should protect.
Australia's biosecurity controls are to be tightened to protect the country's agriculture from devastating diseases and pests. The $371 million funding package, announced 1 week before the federal budget, will include funds for research and improved tools to better understand how pests and diseases could enter Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the investment will reduce the risk posed by inbound tourism and imports. In sport, Australian cricketer Patrick Cummins is in isolation after two of his Indian Premier League teammates tested positive for COVID-19. Last night's IPL match between Cummins' Kolkata Knight Riders and Royal Challengers Bangalore was postponed. The development raises new questions over the viability of the tournament, which has carried on in biosecure bubbles despite the ever-increasing infection rate and death toll in India. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers possible, storm 22. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, showers 14. Hobart, mostly sunny, 15. Canberra, showers 16. Wollongong, showers 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, showers 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. Darwin, sunny, 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.